welcome everybody to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight I'm joined by Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
Call me Doug tonight.
Oh God. Doug, yes.
Dougie.
It is the second episode. That means the Triple B is not on. However, her spirit remains haunting me. Nevertheless.
Well, they were mocking her. I mean,
that's true.
God, man.
That's true.
What did you do?
When?
I don't know when it was, but good Lord, man. You give me some points on Pro versus Con. Some points, just something. Give me a little something. Something for the effort.
You do so poorly.
Give me a little something. No, you want to make a point of it.
No, I just want you to make
Our
a point.
Listeners know the real score.
Yes.
Monterey wines suck. There's nothing more you need to say. Oh, that's the point. That's the only point.
But
there's no other point.
Do Finger Lakes wines suck? We'll find that out because tonight
we've been on New York.
We've had reds though. Tonight we have a white. We have Domaine Le Sieur, their dry cuvée classique, or classique, whatever,
yeah,
Riesling. Classique. So a dry Riesling from Domaine Le Sieur. Interesting winery. And Scott alluded to a reviewer that talked about it. And we'll talk about that in a little bit because we like to make fun of people for no apparent reason because we're bullies. But this winery, a legit winery through there, Domaine Le Sieur, actually has a internet presence. They actually have wines that you can purchase. They have Cabernet Franc. They have Chardonnay, Riesling, Dry Riesling, a un-oak Chardonnay, and a Cabernet Franc that's rosé and this Dry Riesling. So
that sounds kind of interesting.
Yes, they actually like to say, visit the Finger Lakes Winery with a French accent. That's their tagline. I assume because these people are French.
Oui, oui.
I give up. I don't know. Did you get that? Did you get that joke I made?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I always liked the World War II jokes. I remember. I know you like those because that's when you were alive.
That's when. No, it's when.
Yes. So. Oh, this is interesting. They have articles and reviews of Domaine Le Sieur wine. So after tonight, that will be our podcast probably be linked on here. It's very exciting. Although nothing's been linked since 2016, so that's not a good sign.
Not for you.
Well. Oh, well. We'll be famous some other day. Nevertheless, we're going to take a break. And then we're going to come back and talk about this wine and talk about a friend of mine here on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call.
And we're back, folks. So, the Domaine Le Sieur Dry Cuvée Classique Riesling from the Finger Lakes. This is the 2015 vintage. This wine has a review. The wine enthusiast reviewed it. And because they want to have a French accent on their website, I will provide a bad French accent when I read this review.
You shouldn't. Don't do it.
Charlemont melds with the slate and the pollen on the nose of this light-bodied wine. Initially citrus-driven on the palate, riper hints of tree fruit shown mid-palate, but a slightly flat from a soft vein of acidity.
I thought you were slipping into Irish, son.
No, it was more Speedy Gonzales, but that's okay. It was a mixture. I don't know where I was going with that. Nevertheless, they gave it 86 of their points, so they didn't like it that much. However, there is a gentleman, an internet influencer, as it would be, Douglas Hillstrom's Finger Lakes Wine. He liked it. And I like Douglas Hillstrom's Panama Jack hat. Go on his website. It's not updated anymore. It's a bad sign. But Douglas has a very, very wide-brimmed hat on, and he's wearing sunglasses in his picture, like professionals should be. I wonder if he's, does he have a check the FBI Most Wanted list. Maybe that's why he's wearing a disguise.
Or maybe, you know, there's a reference to him being with having a recalcitrant relationship with the winemakers in the region. Maybe him not producing any content after June 10th is the result of a lawsuit.
Or he's dead.
How would he know he was going to be dead after June 10th?
Maybe he just knew. Maybe they sent him a letter. Look, Douglas, we're going to fucking kill you on June 10th. He's like, oh, okay. Oh, my. Here you go. He goes, yeah, I know. I bought this hat. You know, I feel pretty good about my life. I've got very dark sunglasses on. Hey, top tip, Douglas. You obviously don't have a functioning website anymore, but if you did, oh, my God. Look at the bottom of his website. It was copyrighted.
Well.
He copyrighted his website.
He's really good with his reviews. It's like very good. Good plus to very good. He didn't believe in the point system.
He copyrighted
like
his own website in 2014. Anyone is going to steal the Douglas Hillstrom. They're like, oh, man, I've got to find the secret to his hot sauce. I got to figure out what
Maybe he's got an alter ego.
What?
He's no longer present after 2019 because he's bought the Penophiles website.
He did. He's not a Prince of Pino. I caught him. Yes. He's a Prince of Pino.
He bought it for a Panama jacket and a pair of sunglasses.
I got this great hat and these sunglasses for my website. Am I mailing this?
That's right. But, you know, I'm looking at the Rieslings, and I don't think this one's on there.
I'm looking at it. Domaine Le Sueur Cuvée Classique Dry Riesling 15.
It's 15.
It's good plus.
Oh. Yes. But not very good.
It's just good plus. Is that a score that he gives?
Oh, very good.
Oh, here's a I found a picture of him without his hat and sunglasses. Now I see why he keeps his sunglasses and his hat on. Now, what does he do? I'm not gonna tell you what he does. He's been tasting and drinking wine since the late 70s. There you go. He was one of the earliest subscribers to the Wine Advocate.
Okay, good for him. That's fantastic.
He earned a Wine and Spirits Education Trust advanced diploma with distinction. And he has no financial or other ties to the Finger Lakes wine industry, which he was required to put on there. It actually says that. He has no financial or other ties to the Finger Lakes wine industry.
That means nobody hired him as a consultant.
Many critics taste dozens of wines, and tastes in quotation marks, dozens of wine a day, and publish extensive notes based upon their cursory evaluations. They have no time to actually drink the wine.
Oh, that's a similarity to some people I know.
Nor is it their time to revisit the wine after it's been open for a day or to try it with food. On FingerLakesWineInfo.com, an entire bottle of each wine is purchased and consumed. Not donated, naturally. No free sample bottles from wineries are accepted.
Yeah, he sucked just like we did.
Yeah, let me just tell you this right now. I mean, yeah. We've gotten things here and there, but yeah, we buy our stuff mostly, you know. Occasionally we get things free, miss sends and whatnot. We've gotten free wine from wine.com.
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah. But this guy's like, he's trying to suggest that he's very on the up, considering that he doesn't accept stuff even though no one offers it to him. Yeah.
Wow.
I love this. A sound average wine that provides some pleasure in itself or with food. Plus. Oh, wow. He thinks this will improve with age, Scott. That's a good plus. There you go. Okay. Here we go, folks. So we're going to go into this wine. The Domaine Le Sueur. I love that. I like how he lashes out, even though he's a long-term subscriber to the Advocate, and they're all a bunch of dumbasses. What a douche. He's a dick.
This is a picture of him when he's young. If he's an original subscriber, he's an older gentleman. We should not mock him.
That is a current picture of him.
How do you know that's a current picture of him?
Because it looks current. He looks older than hell. He's an ant.
Old in that picture?
He looks as old as you.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. If he was 21 in the late 70s, do the math.
If he was 36 in the late 70s, do the math.
I don't know if he's that old. He's old enough to be a douche. It's a shitty hat.
There's no age limit on douchedom.
That's true. He's proved that.
You're representative of that,
oh my
sir.
Oh, God. He's one of the earliest subscribers to Wine Advocate.
And now about the wine. Do we do a wine show?
Well, it says, but who says that? I was one of the earliest subscribers to the Wine Advocate.
You would say that if you were.
How would you know that?
You would say that.
But how would you know that?
Because you're so pompous and arrogant that you would.
But why is that a thing?
Well, it's not. You just say it anyway.
I was one of the first people to buy Pledge furniture polish. I was like, okay, great. I'm one of the only people that has a bottle of Naughty Vines wine on my bookshelf next to a Trump wine and a cat bottle wine in a Santa costume.
You're special.
None of that's made up. I actually have a cat bottle wine from our show in a Santa costume, hat included. So beat that, Douglas.
It's.
What if he retired?
That cat bottle wine's been bastardized, though.
Well, I know.
It's been marked up and painted.
It's been improved.
I think it's a troubled cat wine bottle.
The cat bottle in general is a troubled bottle.
Well,
you know, it knows what its lot in life is. They're going to charge $13 for a 500 milliliter.
And torture it.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be a Netflix documentary about you and the cat wine bottle.
No, there won't be.
Oh, yes, there will. Mm. There'll be stories. This is a rather, it's beyond pale.
Oh, I know. It's barely even has color.
It's, that is accurate. Barely has color. There's almost a pink shade to it.
You want to try again?
There's a glimmer of pink to it.
It's a red football over there on the stand that you're looking through.
No, I'm just saying it's so yellow that there's other hints of it. Or so pale yellow, there's other hints of it. It is the palest thing we've ever had.
It looks like water.
We've had darker champagne.
We have. From Spain.
Now it's...
Which isn't champagne, but still.
It's odd how pale it is, but it's actually rather lovely looking.
I think it looks a little too light, but...
It does look too light, but there's a glimmer about it.
The nose.
A shimmer. Mm. A glimmer, a shimmer.
The nose has a little bit of green apple.
A touch of sweetness, honeysuckle maybe? Honey? Maybe just honey? No, honeysuckle.
Yeah.
And there's another...
Slightly waxy, like a honeycomb.
Yeah.
I think is what they're talking about, pollen. I don't smell spice box, though. Let's go in here. Maybe slightly soapy.
It's an okay nose and all in all. Nice little mouthfeel. It does have a hint of minerality. I'm not going to quite go all the way to Flint.
Mealy apple.
Not in a bad way. It's just a nice apple flavor that's just a little like...
Sat in a car too long? Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still apple. It's reminiscent of apple.
Yeah. I don't like
it. You don't care for that?
No.
You don't care for that?
No.
It's not a flaw.
Yes, it is.
Why is that a flaw?
Because I don't like it.
Oh, that makes it a flaw because you don't like it.
Basically.
So why don't you rig another
game
such
a for quick
us to play
study.
At halftime?
No, the mealy apple comes across. The problem with that, it's actually mealy apple with slate, but when it starts breathing and you start backing away, the wine starts washing away, it's yeasty.
Yeasty?
Mm-hmm. It's a nod and a wink away from tasting like a homemade wine.
You're being harsh now.
I'm not trying to be.
It's just the finish is...
It's not all sorted weak. Together.
It just kind of disappears off into nothingness, and then there's this little hint of astringency that pops up, a little hint of almost... Is that lemon curd on the finish?
See, I think because of that overripe apple, it never really reflects a lot of citrus or anything of that nature. No. I would like to say it does have a slight honeysuckle floral element on the front palate, but that's really nice until that thud of just that mealy apple comes on the mid palate.
You know what though? Give this a chance. Just stop talking for a second and drink this wine and pull on it, and then really think about the finish, because the finish, it goes away to nothingness, but then it doubles back on you and it actually lingers, and it's an oddball of a finish, but it's a nice finish. You think it's gone, then it pops back up. That's a nice finish. Dry, and that lemon curd.
It's off dry.
Zest.
It's a little sweeter than what I anticipated, but you know, I'm starting to. This, I think, is an attempt to emulate a European Riesling.
Sure.
It doesn't quite get there. But this doesn't taste like anything from Alsace. I mean, it's not Alsatian at all, although they might think it is. It's not. It doesn't taste Germanic either. And there's that damn yeasty apple right there. Comes through.
You know, and that's what it is. It's not that it's yeasty. It's kind of a yeasty apple.
Yeah, yeasty apple.
But it's not yeasty when we talk about yeasty wines. It's just this apple thing.
That's yeasty. That's yeasty apple.
Mealy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mealy, yeasty apple. It doesn't taste like bread dough, but it tastes like the leftover aspect of a yeastiness with that mealiness that comes through. I hate that.
Tell me what you think about the finish. That's what I think is the star of this show. And I'm a sucker for wines that shift gears or do different things. And I love the finish on this, how it starts off, you think it's done, and then it makes a comeback. And it's quite nice.
This has a star of the show, as if Howie Mandel is a star of a show. I mean,
Howie Mandel is quite funny.
I know you like him.
I still do.
I know.
He's a handsome man.
He's zany.
Fetching. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
He's great sex appeal.
I'll leave that to another day. Nevertheless. Nothing here impresses me. I've had so many wines that exist on this planet that are better than this in all respects.
Oh God, now you're gonna be holier than thou.
No.
Let's just talk about this one.
I
like that lemon on the finish. I think it's unique. I think it's a quite nice characteristic, and I think you're afraid to talk about it.
No. This is I believe this wine is an attempt to make something that is better than what the grape stock allows this wine to be. I think the winemaking, in my opinion, somewhat exceeds what they had there to work with. Because you do see an attempt to lengthen the wine, an attempt to expand over what is the wine. And the grapes themselves are only so good. So I would be interested to try some other things of their winery to see if they could make a go of it. And if this didn't have the mealy apple and the yeastiness there, I would be more of a okay-ish fan. I'm not going to say I would think it's the most lovely thing in the entire world. I think it's a little clunky all the way through. I mean, it kind of trips over itself a little bit and never quite falls on its face. It just kind of lumps along and isn't one kind of unique product all the way through. It just is kind of, you know, it has many rough edges in a certain sense.
Come back to this again. Don't draw a bunch of air on it. Just hit it real quick, a little drop of air. There is some citrus in the center. I'm not going to say mid-palate, I'm going to say center. There's a little sweet grapefruit.
Okay, there is.
It's nice.
It's fine.
Oh, my Lord. You're so difficult.
I mean, I'm not denying that there is citrus there. I think
that you can't wait to get this episode over so you can go shave your head, shave your beard, and put on your Panama Jack hat and your aviator sunglasses and take pictures of yourself.
That is interesting.
And post them to our website.
How can I get mirrored lenses in my aviators? I don't want anybody to see my eyeballs.
You know, nobody wants to see
your
eyeballs.
You know what's funny?
Mutually.
You know what's funny?
What's funny?
He thought he looked good that day.
He did look good that day. He's a fetching man.
Who is he?
What's wrong with Douglas Hillstrom's picture there?
He's no Jeb Dunnick.
Well, you don't know.
Jeb worked for NASA or something, didn't he? He was an aeronautical engineer.
Shouldn't you know his history based on your stalking behavior?
Well, I just know that, you know, he has great hair.
And we don't see Doug's hair.
He doesn't have any.
Well, probably not.
Well, the one picture he is no hat, no sunglasses.
I don't see any other pictures.
Well, you got to look it up, man. Got to dig deep into the website. You know, where is it at? Oh, it's right here. About. Look under about. And it's hidden under about. Yes. About. You know what's strange? This is probably like two. He finally got two hits.
Gentleman.
He got two hits on his website and he gave up already. What if he retired? Maybe he did. Oh, then again, did he only write about Finger Lakes wines, period?
Seemingly.
That's
1,600 bottles.
I will say this. I like the way his website is laid out. So you can, like, switch him. So you go into Camarlo and you go to different vintages and then it pops up the stuff. I like that.
Yeah, he does a good job.
I wonder if we can do that. I'll figure that out.
He does a good job.
Can buy his website.
No, you can't. It's copyrighted.
What? No, that's true. He probably paid like 10 grand to have somebody make that website for him.
You know what he kind of looks like? Rubba.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Probably had to stop drinking.
Probably did. I know somebody else who needed to stop drinking, but they
didn't.
Sold. Yeah, I know. Because they're a real man. So, folks, we're going to take a break. And then, after that, we'll be right back here on The Wine Vault. Hey, everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love The Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about The Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on The Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So tonight's potpourri. We're going to simply do something. And I'm going to ask Scott a question.
Uh-oh.
What wine, historically, all time, that you can think of, and I know your memory is shitty,
yes.
Were you excited, very excited to drink, and then when you tasted it, you were so disappointed. Your most disappointed ever for a wine. And don't worry, folks. I always put Scott on the spot for these things.
You've got one in hand.
This?
No, no, no. You've got one in mind for yourself.
I do?
I would have thought you did.
Not always.
Oh. I know a drink.
No, a wine. Bottle of wine. Follow the rules.
That I had. That I couldn't have been. And it wasn't disappointed. But that sip of pappy I had.
No.
It was good. It might have even been great. But was it worth $300 a bottle or whatever? No.
Often those things aren't. Yeah.
Wine, though. Honestly, on an earlier episode, we were talking about some bottle variation, and we fell in love with that Kendall Jackson blend, that summation.
I had it one time, Scott.
I'm going to hope that I've got a better example of this, and it was just awful.
What was?
What was another one we had some bottle variation? That Sienna.
Sienna? I never had bad problems with Sienna. Colossi is what you're thinking of.
No. Sienna, I thought we had. Because Colossi was only so good. It wasn't great.
Fry Carano? Sienna?
Yeah.
I never had bottle variation of Sienna. No. No,
okay. I did.
Oh.
You know, I set a bottle of Terma Hill back. It was it was old. It was spent, and that's a really good bottle of wine. And I thought it would get better with age.
Oh, it didn't.
And it did not. Oh. It was near vinegar.
What year was it?
It was the same year we had on the show.
Really?
And I held it.
That? The 2015 Terma Hill?
The
Oh, the Terma. Just the Terma?
The Terma.
Really?
And I held it maybe 18 months, maybe 2 years.
That's surprising, a little bit.
It just had gone to vinegar.
Wow.
Not bad, but just, you know, once you've got that little taste of it, it's like...
Well, you can tell, yeah.
It was spent, and that was disappointing.
Hmm.
We did something. You pulled something out and it was gone.
It's a few times.
Corked.
Yeah, a few times that's happened. Coppola Cinema would be one I would point out.
Were we really expecting that to be good?
Better than what it was.
We were disappointed. I'll tell you another one.
Riding on the horse. Me on the horse. And all the horse between my legs.
Oh, Jack London.
We thought that was going to be good. Wrongly.
It wasn't.
And that may have been spent too.
It wasn't spent.
In their defense.
It was never good.
Well.
Kenwood as a whole, they're a little curious.
I almost bought that again.
Okay, buy
just
it again.
Just to see.
Buy the cab.
I was going to buy that.
Don't do that.
I was going to buy that.
No, don't do that.
I was.
No. The Napa Cellars, Zinfandel, that was very good.
But I didn't have any hopes for that.
I had higher hopes than what we experienced.
Ah, hopes. he's got.
Yeah, and I mean,
what if the Harris to Peak?
Harris to Peak? Yeah?
What if you ordered all that and it comes back and it's not that good?
We've had three bottles thus far.
I'll tell you one we were hopeful of, and it wasn't sheer disappointment, but when we first tried the 2015 Hecula, it just wasn't as good as the 13.
Yeah.
It just was. It was good. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just that it wasn't as good. It was just different.
Yeah, the artist at Pirke, the Triple B is a fan of that now, too. And I've had that a couple times. And I have three more bottles. How many bottles do I have? Half a case. Six bottles is what I have. We're quite the fans of that wine. Yeah. $10.99, it's just an exquisite wine.
You can't beat it.
I think I wrote in the show description for that, it's the wine at $10.99 you should be buying.
Yeah, it's not quite Hecula.
Oh. No. It's
but
not,
it's really good for $10.99,
well, it's one of those wines that it's so well-balanced. Hecula is rattlesnake venom. This is just a well-balanced red wine. Yeah. That, you know, something to be said for that.
What else do you got? Disappointment.
Disappointment?
Other than when you look in the mirror.
Are you standing behind me? Because I wish you wouldn't do that.
I don't.
It's creepy when you would look behind.
No, that's Steve's doctor. It taps you on the shoulder.
I don't go to Steve's doctor. No. I have nothing else because I am an optimist. But nevertheless, folks.
Well, you are an optimist. You open a bottle of wine and you're disappointed.
No.
You don't have anything?
No, I already talked about it. Julia James. I thought it would. Chardonnay. No. Well, folks, we're going to take
Mercer.
Mercer, we like Mercer.
We did.
But we're going to take a break, folks. We'll be right back here on the Wine Vault. Back, folks. So, the 2015 Domaine Le Sieur Dry Cuvée Classique Riesling from the Finger Lakes in New York.
Classique.
We're going to go over to Scott.
Shout out to Celine, the winemaker.
Oh, Celine.
Off air, we were talking and trying to get in Rob's head a little bit. I think he's showing some mental bias against the fruit profile of this wine.
What fruit profile?
When you talk about mealy apples, the flavor in a mealy apple is not necessarily bad. What's bad about a mealy apple is the texture. Yes, sometimes you can get a brown spot. I'm not talking about that, but sometimes the apple is just a little mealy. Well, it doesn't necessarily exhibit a bad flavor. That is the flavor of this, but you don't get that bad texture. Rob can't get it out of his head.
I wonder if this is on a bit of oak.
I wouldn't be surprised by that.
$15.98 of your money, by the way, folks. So, Scott, what is your review?
I like this. I think it's interesting. I'm a sucker for two things in wine. Physical response, texture, something that gives a sensation of cold or heat, whatever, but also something that if you listen to us a long time, this wine changes gears. It shifts. The finish, you think it's gone, and then it comes back a little bit, and it exhibits a certain dryness, but a lemon/lemon curd that just pops up at the end, and it lingers for a long time. It's actually, it's a finish that's almost gone, and then it pops back in and lasts for a long time. That's my favorite part of this wine. I wish it had a little more citrus. It does have a little sweet grapefruit. But I'm going to give this I'm between an 86 and an 87. I'm going to go 87. Mm. I really like this. Mm. And I recommend it. Shout out to New York. Makes me want to try more Finger Lake Rieslings. And according to Douglas, this was only good, not even very good.
I will say this. It does not tarnish my opinion of potential opportunities to taste good Finger Lakes wine.
I forgot to mention the minerality. I kind of like the minerality. We should add a little more.
I'm providing this wine. ...84 of my points. That's right.
All right, Vladimir. That's harsh.
Hey.
It's wrong.
So is this wine.
You're being a B.
There's very little that I enjoy. The apple's one thing. It's not... You think it's oaked?
I'm not sure. Hmm. I don't think it is.
Whatever it is, perhaps their standard Riesling that is allowed to sing and be a Riesling is a better representation, because this one just has off-kilter notes that don't belong in a Riesling or wine. It belongs possibly in a applesauce pouch, but not in a wine. And that's the problem. Put a cinnamon stick in it. Maybe that'd make it better.
Oh, my Lord.
It is an off-kilter, weird wine. It's just an oddball, as Scott would say.
I'll give you that. But it's in an enjoyable way.
I'm not giving... No, it's not. I'm not giving an oddball an 87.
Okay.
I'm giving an 84.
That's harsh.
Maybe an 83.
That's harsh.
It's pretty kind. Mealy apple with yeasty notes on the mid-palate and the finish.
Go shave your beard in your head and put on a Panama Jack hat, Douglas.
Yeah. Douglas didn't like this either, neither do I.
Yes, he did. He said good plus.
No,
he said good plus, which means it has ageability.
This is minus good. Not even good minus, minus good.
Oh, my Lord.
Ageability? What would you turn it into?
I'm not the one who said that.
Is it like the liquid that you use for some sort of lubricant and something?
You know, the apple in this is not really mealy apple. You know what it is?
Rotten apple.
It's like apple Kool-Aid.
What's apple Kool-Aid?
I've never had apple Kool-Aid.
No. Who the hell ever drank apple Kool-Aid?
Not many people. But there is a flavor of apple Kool-Aid.
I'm sure there is. And you know what? It is the saddest house in the entire world. Mommy, what Kool-Aid did you get? I bought apple Kool-Aid. You never loved me. That's what that is.
No, it's a flavor pack.
Apple Kool-Aid.
You get a 24-pack. There's like two containers of apple.
And
there's
you two packages throw those of apple. Motherfuckers away.
No, you don't throw away no Kool-Aid.
What? You do
apple. You do apple. Not throw away Kool-Aid.
Apple Kool-Aid.
No.
It's Why just, wouldn't you just drink apple juice, which like, I honestly don't like.
You know when you buy the whole container of Kool-Aid, buy the plastic thing, and you get down the bottom, it's all crystalline and rock. You don't throw that shit away. You're making that Kool-Aid.
Yeah, but I would if it was apple.
You've never had apple Kool-Aid, have you? It's actually pretty good.
I don't even believe you that there is apple Kool-Aid.
There's definitely apple Kool-Aid. Google that shit.
I am going to Google that
shit. I'll
bet
not only is there apple Kool-Aid, there's sour apple Kool-Aid.
Well, sour apple Kool-Aid, yes. Green apple Kool-Aid.
There you go, son.
That's not apple Kool-Aid.
That's sour apple Kool-Aid.
Okay, I can see that, but regular apple Kool-Aid. Mm-hmm. I don't see that. Yeah, candy apple Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah,
you got me. No, you're not actually correct because you didn't say green apple. I still wouldn't drink it, but still.
Oh, Lord, you will drink it because I'm going to buy it and bring it to your house.
I don't drink that shit.
Yeah, you would.
Why?
Because it's delicious.
It's not.
How do you know?
Because you gave this one 87 and it's not delicious.
It is actually quite
it's
flavorful.
It's quite poor. It's, by the way, the Wine Vault does not recommend the Domaine Le Sueur.
Don't listen to him, people.
Yeah, I wonder if it's...
He's got a burp his ass.
I wonder if
I'm not sure what it is.
I might be pronouncing it incorrectly. It's Domaine La Sueur. That's probably how it is. See what I did there?
Why are you such a bitter man?
I'm not. I'm just keeping it real, man.
This exhibits almost Flint. Not quite Flint.
You called it
Flint. It's got minerality. I think it's lovely.
Lemon curd and a nice finish.
Good thing.
A finish that changes gears.
Good thing Bo's asleep right now. That way he can't eat your bullshit. It's ridiculous.
You're such a bad and bitter man.
Who's just a child?
You rig all the games.
Well, you lose all the games.
Because they're rigged.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Because I'm uninterested.
That sucks. That's my argument.
You get to do Con of Turley.
Well, you do. Have you studied?
American Oak is good because Screaming Eagle, because Harley, because...
She didn't say that.
Yeah, I know you did. And yet you gave her all the points.
Scott, she's a lot better at that game than you are.
I don't like the game.
I know. That's why we keep playing.
I know. I hate the game.
I know.
And now I have to study on Con for Turley, and I'm not going to study.
I know you're not, and you're going to look like a dumbass.
I don't care. I have zero interest.
I know. That's why we're going to continue to do this game every week. Jesus Christ. Every fucking week, pro and con. So, suck it, fucker. So, an 84, which is correct, and an 87, not recommended by the Wine Vault.
Highly recommended.
No, it's not.
Try Finger Lake Rieslings, folks.
Try, well, maybe.
Would you recommend Finger Lake Rieslings?
Not on this wine, but maybe in general.
This is not a bad wine.
Drink something
You're
from...
You're being harsh.
Drink something from Wagner.
You're being harsh. Oh, well, for sure, Wagner. But there's nothing wrong with this wine. It's a little bit unusual. There's nothing off-putting about it. You have an issue because mealy apple creates a bad image in your mind.
And it sucks.
The issue with flavor of mealy apple is the texture of the apple. There's no texture of an apple in this. It's a wine. You need to, Robert, you need to open your mind.
Okay.
And get rid of these childhood memories of your mama giving you that mealy apple with the brown side. And you bit into it, and there was a worm. And your sister, she made fun of you. And the worm came out of your mouth. Ever since then, she called you wormy. You must forget these memories. It's in your best interest. Your children need you.
Da 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 da. That's Scott, folks, for humor, witticisms, and dumbassery here on the Wine Vault. So, for Rob the Wine Guy and Scott the Dumbass Unlicensed Taxi Driver, we are going to bid you adieu.
What is that worm in your mouth?
It's not a worm. Here on the Wine Vault. Good night, folks.